This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Health and Living. I'm T. Xiao-Yik. Recently, a study by Stanford University researchers published in the New England Journal of Medicine looked at the effect of a thrombectomy, a procedure to remove blood clots, on stroke patients within 6 to 16 hours after the onset of stroke symptoms. I'm speaking to one of the researchers from the Stanford Stroke Center, Dr. Martin Landsberg, Associate Professor of Neurology and Neurological Sciences, to break down the results of the DEFUSE 3 trial, otherwise known as the endovascular therapy following imaging evaluation for ischemic stroke. Good afternoon, Dr. Landsberg. The time window in which a thrombectomy is carried out is known to be critical for a patient's outcome. So can you explain what the DEFUSE 3 found in this regard?
We've had for the last few years now two treatments, TPA, that is a thrombolytic therapy that can be given up to 4.5 hours after symptom onset, and then endovascular therapy that has been shown to be effective if it is given up to 6 hours after symptom onset. So until very recently, there were effective treatments for stroke only for patients who arrived within 6 hours after symptom onset to the hospital. And what the DEFUSE 3 study has done, it has markedly extended this time window using image selection to identify patients who can benefit from treatment even when their symptoms have started up to 16 hours before they arrive in the hospital. So we had two groups in the DEFUSE 3 study. There was a medical group and an endovascular group. The medical group got routine medical treatment according to the AHA guidelines. So those patients receive aspirin and other care in the hospital that would be typical for stroke patients. The endovascular group got both the medical treatment as well as endovascular treatment, which is a treatment where physicians thread a small catheter up to the blood vessel that is in the brain that is causing the stroke and try to restore blood flow by opening up the blood vessel that has the temporary occlusion.
And how were functional outcomes measured?
We looked at is whether patients are functionally independent at 90 days after their stroke. And with that, we mean that they could go back home, live fully independent, and take care of all of their activities during the day. And in our patient cohort of patients who were treated in this late time window, 6 to 16 hours, those that were treated with endovascular therapy had a 32% increased chance of being functionally independent, living in their own home and taking care of all of their own affairs of daily living compared to patients in the medical group.
So therefore, moving forward, what would you say is the impact of these findings on the treatment of stroke patients in the clinical setting?
Yes, I think this is going to have a major impact on clinical care. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, up to now, most hospitals would treat patients with endovascular therapy only up to 6 hours. What will happen now is that if patients arrive after 6 hours with stroke symptoms, that they will be able to undergo perfusion imaging with CT or MR. And if the scan indicates that the patients still have salvageable brain tissue where the function of the brain can be restored with endovascular treatment, that those patients will now have the opportunity to get endovascular therapy and will have a much greater chance to end up being functionally independent after their stroke.
Finally, Dr. Landsberg, the early identification of a stroke remains a challenge. Could you give us some tips on what signs to look out for?
Absolutely. I think the tips that I generally give to my patient is this acronym that we use in the United States. It's called FAST. Now, the F in FAST stands for facial weakness. And so you can ask your relative, if you think they may have had a stroke, to smile and see whether or not they have a symmetric smile or one side of their face may be weak. The A stands for arm weakness. So you can ask a person to hold up their arms. And if one arm is weak, for example, they cannot lift it up at all or it is drifting down while they're trying to hold it up, that is another sign that a person may have had a stroke. The S stands for speech. You can ask a person to say his or her name or to repeat a simple sentence. And if a person has trouble speaking, it may be slurred or they may not be able to get the words out. And then the last letter, the T, stands for time, to remind people that if you think you may have had a stroke, it is important to come to the hospital right away, because the earlier treatment is provided, the greater your chances of having a good outcome after your stroke.
Thank you very much, Dr. Landsberg. That was Dr. Martin Landsberg, Associate Professor of Neurology and Neurological Sciences from the Stanford Stroke Center in the US, talking to us about the DFUSE 3 trial. I'm T. Xiao Yi, and you've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.